2022学年第二学期九年级英语听力部分马上就要开始了，现在开始试音。
When the rain is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear.
试音到此结束，听力部分现在开始。Part 1 Listening A. Listen and choose the right picture. 听录音选出正确的图片，每个句子念两遍。Number 1 An air conditioner makes us cool in summer and warm in winter.
An air conditioner makes us cool in summer and warm in winter.
Number 2. Blue light from our smartphones isn't good for our eyes.
Blue light from our smartphones isn't good for our eyes.
Number 3. Experts say that the 10 minutes after an accident can make the difference between life and death. This is why learning first aid is so important.
Experts say that the 10 minutes after an accident can make the difference between life and death. This is why learning first aid is so important.
Number 4. Labor Day is celebrated on the first day of May to honor the contributions of workers.
Labor Day is celebrated on the first day of May to honor the contributions of workers.
Number 5. Talking with pets can help build a good relationship between them and their owners.
Talking with pets can help build a good relationship between them and their owners.
B. Listen to the dialogues and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 听对话，选出最恰当的应答句。每个对话念两遍。Number 6.
Alan, take an umbrella with you. It's raining outside.
What changeable weather. It was sunny this morning.
Question. What's the weather like now?
Alan, take an umbrella with you. It's raining outside.
What changeable weather. It was sunny this morning.
Question. What's the weather like now?
Number 7.
Welcome to our city. Is this your first trip here?
Yes, it's a long flight, but a happy journey. I'm very glad to be here in this modern city.
This way, please. Let me show you the way to the hotel.
It's very kind of you. Question, where did the dialogue probably take place?
Welcome to our city. Is this your first trip here?
Yes, it's a long flight, but a happy journey.I'm very glad to be here in this modern city.
This way, please. Let me show you the way to the hotel.
It's very kind of you. Question, where did the dialogue probably take place?
Number 8.
How long will you stay in France?
For a week.
Anywhere else that you will go?
After leaving France, I will go to Germany and stay there for another week.
Question, how long will the man be abroad?
How long will you stay in France?
For a week.
Anywhere else that you will go?
After leaving France, I will go to Germany and stay there for another week.
Question, how long will the man be abroad?
Number 9. I've been invited to my Chinese friend's home.Can you tell me what I should pay attention to during dinner?
Well, you are not supposed to stick your chopsticks into the food, and it's not polite to use your chopsticks to hit an empty bowl.
Can I talk while eating?
Of course. It used to be impolite, but it's normal to talk with friends during dinner now.
Question: What is not polite when having dinner in China? I've been invited to my Chinese friend's home. Can you tell me what I should pay attention to during dinner?
Well, you are not supposed to stick your chopsticks into the food. And it's not polite to use your chopsticks to hit an empty bowl.
Can I talk while eating?
Of course. It used to be impolite, but it's normal to talk with friends during dinner now.
Question: What is not polite when having dinner in China?
Number 10.
Peter, what are you looking for?
Mom, have you seen my old shoes? I thought they were under the chair.
Not anymore. They are out with the other rubbish. I've been cleaning the room.
Question: What does the woman mean?
Peter, what are you looking for?
Mom, have you seen my old shoes? I thought they were under the chair.
Not anymore. They are out with other rubbish. I've been cleaning the room.
Question: What does the woman mean? See, listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 听短文，判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。Some students often complain about learning English. The subject, they say, takes up too much of their time. They have to read many passages, look up new words in the dictionary, and do lots of exercises. Although they work hard, they still cannot get good scores on tests. Why, they ask, how can I enjoy success? The story of Chinese astronaut Deng Qingming might help to answer their questions.Deng was chosen as an astronaut trainee in 1998. That was long ago. You readers hadn't even been born yet. Since that day, he had spent almost all of his time training hard to become an astronaut. Over the years, Deng has seen his fellow trainees go into space one after another. He, however, was always a backup. He often felt sad. Sometimes he even cried.But Deng never gave up. Although he is now in his 50s, he keeps training hard. I must be ready whenever the opportunity comes to me, he once said. Finally, on the night of November 29th, he and two other astronauts boarded the Shenzhou 15 aircraft and flew into space. Deng had waited 24 years for this very moment.So, if you want to give up learning English or something else, think about Deng's story. Your efforts might not pay off immediately. Be patient, though. Try to improve your methods and keep going. One day, success will knock at your door. Unlike Deng, you probably won't even have to wait 24 years for that moment. Now, listen again.
Some students often complain about learning English.The subject, they say, takes up too much of their time. They have to read many passages, look up new words in the dictionary, and do lots of exercises. Although they work hard, they still cannot get good scores on tests. Why, they ask, how can I enjoy success? The story of Chinese astronaut Deng Qingming might help to answer their questions. Deng was chosen as an astronaut trainee in 1998.That was long ago. You readers hadn't even been born yet. Since that day, he had spent almost all of his time training hard to become an astronaut. Over the years, Deng has seen his fellow trainees go into space one after another. He, however, was always a backup. He often felt sad. Sometimes he even cried. But Deng never gave up.Although he is now in his 50s, he keeps training hard. I must be ready whenever the opportunity comes to me, he once said. Finally, on the night of November the 29th, he and two other astronauts boarded the Shenzhou 15 aircraft and flew into space. Deng had waited 24 years for this very moment. So, if you want to give up learning English or something else, think about Deng's story. Your efforts might not pay off immediately. Be patient, though. Try to improve your methods and keep going. One day, success will knock at your door. Unlike Deng, you probably won't even have to wait 24 years for that moment.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文完成下列空格，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。
I love charity shops and so do lots of other people in the UK. The charity shop sells everything from clothes to furniture, all at very good prices. You can get things you won't find in the shops anymore. The first charity shop was opened in 1947. Now there are over 7,000 charity shops in Britain. My favorite charity shop in my hometown is the Red Cross shop, where I always found good books.All 10 or 20 pence each. Most of the people working in the charity shops are volunteers, though there is often a manager who gets paid. Over 90% of the goods in the charity shops are donated by the public. Charity shops raise more than £110 million a year for doing medical research and supporting sick and poor children, homeless and disabled people, and so on.What better places to spend your money? You get something special for a very good price and a good moral sense. You are not damaging the planet, but finding a new home for unwanted goods. Your money is going to be a good cause and not into the pockets of money-making companies. Now listen again.
I love charity shops and so do lots of other people in the UK.The charity shop sells everything from clothes to furniture, all at very good prices. You can get things you won't find in the shops anymore. The first charity shop was opened in 1947. Now there are over 7,000 charity shops in Britain. My favorite charity shop in my hometown is the Red Cross shop, where I always find good books, all 10 or 20 pence each.Most of the people working in the charity shops are volunteers, though there is often a manager who gets paid. Over 90% of the goods in the charity shops are donated by the public. Charity shops raise more than £110 million a year for doing medical research and supporting sick and poor children, homeless and disabled people, and so on. What better places to spend your money?You get something special for a very good price and a good moral sense. You are not damaging the planet, but finding a new home for unwanted goods. Your money is going to be a good cause and not into the pockets of money-making companies.
听力部分到此结束，请大家继续答题。